All right, praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, and this we're reading through the Bible. And this is tape number 5, chapter 2 of the Song of Solomon's. And so let's all go up to the throne and ask the Lord to bless this service. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, we thank and praise your holy name for revealing unto us the hidden manna. Lord, open hearts, I mean the spirits of people and the minds of their spirits to receive this hidden manna. Lord, we all ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's start out.
King James, chapter 2. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys.
Okay, who is that? Huh? No, you're wrong. It's not the Lord. It's the Shulamite. Is she a lily among thorns?
Yeah.
All right. Why would the Lord be called the lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon? Okay? That's his church. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, that's wrong. So they have to change the song. Amen?
Amen.
And, you know, a lot of people are going to have to change their way of thinking. Okay, read my...
Commentary, verse 1. The Shulamite, the bride. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley.
Put that in your pipe. Amen? Okay, then what else?
King James, verse 2. As the lily among thorns.
So now here is the Lord, or Solomon saying, as the lily among thorns, you know, thou art among women, or what is it?
So is my love among the daughters.
Right. Doesn't that tell you that that was not the Lord, the lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon?
Yeah.
And Solomon is saying, yes, that's true. As the lily among thorns, as the church is among the unsaved, so are you. Okay? Amen?
Amen.
You are the lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon. All right? That's what it's saying right there. Right? Now read mine.
Commentary, verse 2. King Solomon. Yes, compared to other women, my beloved is like a lily among thorns.
Yes, my church is a lily among all the thorns that are going to burn up. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So, you know, that song that says, he's the lily of the valley. Well, he's the bright morning star, but not the lily of the valley. All right?
Yes.
But even though it is his body, so, you know, we are his body, right?
Yes.
Okay. And when does the rose of Sharon become the Lord? You know, they're trying to make a homosexual out of him, right? Or the lily of the valley. I mean, this has been taught for centuries, you know, but that's who that is. Now the truth comes out. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
King James, verse 3. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons.
Now, yes. So is Christ among all the sons of God. Amen?
Amen.
Because he never sinned. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, read mine then.
Commentary, verse 3, the Shulamite talking.
The church talking, all right.
Like the finest apple tree among the trees of the woods, so is my beloved among the sons.
Among the sons of God. He is the only begotten Son of God at birth, okay? So he's not to be compared to anybody, amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's get it straight, you know, like alleluia, it's hallelujah, amen?
Amen.
We had to straighten them out on that one too, didn't we?
Yes.
All right, then what?
And King James, verse 3, continued, I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste.
Right, his word, the fruit, and the fruit is the souls that are won by the word of God, is sweet to my taste, okay? Then what?
And commentary, verse 3 continued, I sat down in his shade with great delight, and his fruit was as sweet to my taste.
And then what?
King James, verse 4, he brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Commentary, verse 4, the Shulamite, he brings me to the banquet hall so everyone can see how much he loves me.
Yeah, he's going to have a big banquet, the marriage supper of the Lamb, yeah? And then everybody in the universe is going to see how much he loves us. Amen?
Amen.
Right?
Right.
How else can you interpret? That's what the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
There's no other interpretation. That's it. Okay, then what else?
King James, verse 5. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. Commentary, verse 5. Oh, feed me with your love, your raisins, and your apples, for I am utterly lovesick! Exclamation mark.
Yeah, feed me with everything of your word, because I'm in love with you and I want more of you in me. All right? I'm sick because I love so much. I love the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Corey, you could relate this to Solomon, but how much more, how much heavier this is when it's the church and the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Because that's like just a symbol of this. A lot of people think that Solomon wrote it. It was the Holy Spirit that wrote this through Solomon. Amen?
Amen.
It's a symbolic of the Lord. Even though there was a record of this love that King Solomon had for the Shulamite, it still is symbolic of the Lord and the church. All right? Okay, then what?
King James, verse 6. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. Commentary, verse 6. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me.
So that's nothing else that you can say about that. It's just that the Lord is really loves his church. Amen?
Amen.
When your mother and your father forsake you, then the Lord lifts you up. Amen?
Amen.
No one can forsake you, and if you love the Lord, you'll always have someone much better than whoever it is that forsakes you. Amen? Because
Amen.
The Lord said, I'll never leave or forsake you. It's people that do that. But if you never leave or forsake the Lord, he's never going to forsake you for sure. And he'll do everything he promises. He cannot lie. All right, then what?
King James, verse 7. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up, nor awake my love, till he please. Commentary, verse 7. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, O promise me, O women of Jerusalem, by the swift gazelles and the deer of the wild, not to awaken love until the time is right.
Yeah, there's four charges like that in the Song of Solomon. And it's very important that, and I make a commentary on there at the end. You'll see later. Then what else?
King James, verse 8. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. Commentary, verse 8. Ah, I hear him, my lover! Exclamation. Here he comes, leaping on the mountains and bounding over the hills.
It's like the word of God going through the nations and over the cities. Amen?
Amen.
The Spirit of God. All right, then what else?
King James, verse 9. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. Commentary, verse 9. My lover is like a swift gazelle or a young deer.
A young stag or deer. Okay, then what?
Look, there he is behind the wall.
Because the stag is a male deer, all right? Okay, then go ahead. Then.
Look, there he is behind the wall! Exclamation. Now he is looking in through the window, gazing into the room.
Yes, behind the wall is like there's a separation, a middle wall of partition between the people that are lost and the Lord. And now he's looking in the window. There's always somebody bringing the Lord to you. They're looking in, he's looking into your window, so to speak. The eyes are the window of the soul. Amen?
Amen.
And he wants you to come to him and be saved. All right? Then what else?
King James, verse 10. My beloved spake and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Commentary, verse 10. My lover said to me, Rise up, my beloved, my...
Right, this is Solomon speaking. All right, then what?
Rise up, my beloved, my fair one, and come away.
Yeah, I mean, leave what you're doing and come with me, Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Rise up and let's go together, okay? Don't be doing what you're doing now. All right, then what?
King James, verse 11. For lo, the winter is past.
Yeah, you've been saved. Springtime is here. It's not cold anymore. Amen?
Amen.
The flowers are blooming. The fig tree is budding. You know, it's near the end of time, as you can tell by the fig tree. Amen?
Amen.
That's what the Lord said. Okay, go ahead.
The rain is over and gone. Commentary, verse 11. For the winter is past, and the rain is over and gone.
All the stormy weather is gone. You know, in other words, no matter what trial or tribulation you're going through, there's no winter or rain anymore. So you have the Lord all the time. It's like springtime all the time. Even though you might be in prison, Paul still was victorious. Amen?
Amen.
The sun was shining on him, the Son of God. Amen?
Amen.
And in him. All right, then what?
King James, verse 12. The flowers appear on the earth.
Yeah, it's springtime. The flowers are appearing now on earth. Amen?
Amen.
You're saved. Everything is bright and new and shiny. It's fresh. And things are alive now. That's when things come forth. It's in springtime. Amen?
Amen.
Everything starts budding. Then what?
The time of the singing of birds has come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land.
Means turtle dove. Okay, then what else?
Commentary, verse 12. The flowers are springing up, and the time of singing birds has come, even the cooing of turtle doves.
Yeah, did you ever hear turtle doves? They coo. That's what they say, they coo. Amen?
Amen.
It's a real pleasant sound. Then what else?
King James, verse 13. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away.
Come away with me. You know, like he told Abraham to leave the country and go where he do not. That's what he tells us. As Christians, he says, come and follow me. Oh, what are you not going to sit there and interrogate the Lord? Well, where are we going? You just go, okay? Amen?
Amen.
That's God Almighty, amen?
Amen?
Just go. Don't ask questions, right?
Right.
He saw I was, you know, very popular in the music industry, and he says, that's it. And I says, that was it. There was nothing else to do. Amen?
Amen.
I left that. And many people have left, you know, what they were doing. Sometimes the Lord allows people to stay in working because he says in the New Testament that it's all right. If you're a slave, then remain in where you were, but care not for it one way or the other. Or if you're a servant of somebody, give them a good day's work. Amen?
Amen.
But me, he called out of there like he did Paul. He couldn't be a Pharisee anymore. All right? Like the prostitute, you can't do that anymore. And like the sinner, you can't sin anymore. Go and sin no more. Deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me wherever I lead. Well, some people say, can I still play basketball? You know, ask the Lord if you really know him. Did the Lord play basketball? He wants us to be like him, okay? Did you ever see him make any ringers? Okay. Or field goals, so you people that play football. Do you ever see him play quarterback or tight end or whatever? No. Or guard? No. So, you know, we just go with the Lord, whatever. And just whatever comes, that's it. He wants us to bear fruit, win souls. That's what it is. And so you have to learn the Bible. You have to really get the Word of God in you. If you don't, you will not make it into heaven. All right, then what else?
Commentary, verse 13. The fig trees are budding and the grapevines are in blossom.
Yes, it's time. The time of the coming of the Lord is at hand. Amen?
Amen.
Because when the understanding of this book comes into being, when people can understand it. Do you understand it now?
Yes.
That's the time of the end. So you can, now you can relate that the fig tree is budding. It's starting to bring forth fruit. Well, then you know that the time of the end is nigh. Amen?
Amen.
The same thing with Revelation. He said, these things will not be known until the end. And we know the book of Revelation. Maybe you don't, but I'm going to get to it. Don't worry. Daniel too. All right? And you'll know it then, won't you?
Yes.
Because you're abiding by Solomon's, you know, by the tents of the shepherd, right?
Right.
God calls the different shepherds down here little shepherds, you know, but with the big voice to teach you so that you can learn. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
The fig trees are budding and the grapevines are in blossom. How delicious they smell! Exclamation.
How great it is, you know, when the sickle is going to be put into the earth and gather the grapes. Amen?
Amen.
But catch those little foxes. The land doesn't have any giants, but it does have foxes. Amen?
Amen.
It has little foxes. And the little foxes spoil the grapes, the vine. You know what that is? It's like hardness of heart. No communication with one another. Sinfulness. I've got a little commentary on that at the end. Okay, then what?
Yes, spring is here! Exclamation.
Praise the Lord. The dawn has come. You know, now we're understanding. It's the time of the coming of the Lord because the word of God is being told to everyone now. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Arise, my beloved, my fair one, and come away.
Yeah, come on, you people that are of the Lord. Let's go with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Forget about your little trials and whatever you're doing, your menial, trivial things, and let's go with the Lord. Okay? Don't worry about anything else. Just be with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, what else?
King James, verse 14. O my dove that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely.
Yeah, O Holy Spirit is like it unto the dove. Amen. Okay, go ahead, comment.
Commentary, verse 14. My dove is hiding behind some rocks, behind an outcrop on the cliff. Let me see you, let me hear your voice, for your voice is pleasant and you are lovely.
Yeah, don't be hiding behind the rocks, different rocks. The Lord wants to hear your voice. Okay, come on.
King James, verse 15. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Commentary, verse 15. Young virgins of Jerusalem. Quick! Exclamation. Catch all the little foxes before they ruin the vineyard of your love, for the grapevines are all in blossom.
Right, it's all these sinful things that you're doing that are not completely, that are not at all of the Lord. Stop, catch them, stop them. Be filled with the Spirit of the Lord to mortify them. Because there's people in the church, they're young baby Christians, and they're the body of Christ, and we need to stop your sinfulness because it's a reflection to them, and they know that that's not the Lord. And they feel that this is not then, they feel that it's not the church of the Lord. And if you're full of little foxes, you've got to catch them and kill them. That's the hardness of heart and the disobedience to the Lord. Do what he says. Amen?
Amen.
Kill those little foxes. Okay? There's no giants, but there is foxes. Amen?
Amen.
We can whip any giant. There isn't any giant that's too big. We can do all things in Christ Jesus. So you can kill the little foxes if you want to. Amen?
Amen.
If you can, the Lord drove the giants out of the land with little hornets. Amen?
Amen.
Here the Jews were afraid of them. And how could you be afraid of something that the Lord can run out with a little insect? Huh? Even giants, you know, they feel stings from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So you can be like David. You can be little. And David was getting work. Oh my, they say. He was something else. Amen?
Amen.
So you can be a little tiny creature and still have power, tremendous power in God. Okay? Like Zacchaeus too. All right, then what else?
King James, verse 16. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies.
Yeah, but this is, he feeds the flock. Go ahead, read it, mine.
Commentary, verse 16, the Shulamite. My lover is mine, and I am his. He feeds his flock among the lilies, exclamation.
Right. Then what else?
King James, verse 17. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. Commentary, verse 17. Before the dawn comes and the shadows flee away, come back to me, my love. Run like a gazelle or a young stag on the rugged mountains of Bether. In chapter 2, verse 7.
Okay, now here's a commentary.
This is a charge that appears four times with variations and gives an all-over outline of the song. The urgent message is that unauthorized love is not to be stirred up or awakened. In other words,
you're not supposed to love in your way. It must be love is the keeping of God's commandments, his way. Then go ahead.
The urgent message is that unauthorized love is not to be stirred up or awakened. In other words, there is no true love without self-restraint and ethical responsibility. In these charges...
We're responsible to kill the foxes, the little foxes, amen?
Amen.
We're responsible to rebuke the devil so that he'll flee from us. The little foxes will go, amen?
Amen.
If the giants will go, so will the little foxes. All right, what else?
In these charges, love appears as a person. It has its own laws and operates by independent right and natural as the laws of nature. There are no giants in our land, but there are little foxes, like unbelief, resistance to God, and hardness of heart. Numbers chapters 13 through 14.
Yeah, that's about the giants. Then what else?
Hardness of heart is the great enemy of love, since everything depends on receptibility and openness.
Right, so now if people want to have a relationship, I want a relationship, but they don't, they're very selfish people that want a relationship mm-hmm. with their husband or wife, and they don't ever talk to them, and they close up, they never tell them the truth. They've told them so many lies that there's no way that you could possibly believe them. And because they never empty out their soul to you, people like that, you see women gathering among women and having little cliques and talking all sorts of evil behind people's backs, and men going off in little cliques on hunting parties, fishing parties, out on boats, or taking six packs of beer and so on, or just going and pool halls or whatever, and they're not relating to their wife. There's no fellowship there whatsoever. They have little cliques even in Christian churches, and they get into scenes with their girlfriends, and the brothers that are not mature yet, as these women are not, they all hang out together, and it's there's no communication. It's supposed to be the tightest union in the whole universe is between husband, God and yourself, and your wife and yourself, or your husband and yourself. And yet they want a relationship. What they mean is they want to have sex, but they don't want to make their husbands or their wives desire them, because they just irritate them all the time by not fellowshipping and or lying to them, or not opening up and telling them anything about their past, their life, or anything like that. So a person naturally is going to gravitate to a person that you know all about, because openness is the big thing, all right, so far as love is concerned. Amen? Laying it on the line, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. Amen?
Amen.
And so that in the event that if anything ever, anybody ever comes to the partner, if it's your husband or your wife, and says, did you know I knew your husband or your wife years ago, and they did this and did that, and you never opened unto it, then that would be a very embarrassing thing to your husband or your wife. And you can tell when there's a husband or a wife and they're closing the door, so you don't know anything about them whatsoever. Just only little smidgens what they've told you. But they want a relationship. They want to, when they feel like, coming in I've heard this from different people, they want to have sex. Well, they don't know the person. Amen? Mm-hmm. Their buddies know them. Your girlfriends know them, but you don't, you know? And so this is really... and then they cry and weep because they don't have a relationship with their husband. It's them that is the one that has caused it. Amen?
Amen.
And, Susie told me when we first got married, she says, Tony, she says, I don't think you're a liar, but whatever you do, don't ever lie to me, because in the day that you do, it's over. It's over. And how can anybody that's such a liar, she said, ever hope to have love? How could anybody believe anything you say? It's like you don't care about the marriage. There was nothing that you could care about at all about that marriage, because it's like you're not open. Nobody, your husband doesn't know you. You don't know your husband, because you're closed-mouthed. There must be something in your past that you're trying to hide, and you're so cagey that you're not loving, and all you want are in for it is sex. And so don't expect to have a relationship on those terms. So be careful. Don't lie to your lover. Because when you do that, you're lying. You're breaking the Lord's commandments. And if that doesn't seem to mean anything to you, well, then your lover will tell you, or the one that you want to be your lover will say, how could you love anybody when you don't even care about your own soul? You know you're going to hell for lying, don't you? Why don't you love it? Why don't you open up and tell the truth for once in your life? And then you'll look at them, and they'll look at you so righteously. They look like they're so righteous because they're such liars. They think they're good actresses or actors, and they're just deceiving themselves. But there's no relationship with someone that's not open. There's no love there whatsoever. Okay, so read that again. That part, that one part.
Hardness of heart is the great enemy of love.
Because you harden your heart against your husband, or you harden your heart against your wife. And then what? That's the biggest enemy against love. Then what?
Since everything depends on receptivity and openness.
You have to receive one another for whatever you are before you can even be married, really. You should find out these things. But if you don't, well, then you should find it out now and do something about it. Amen?
Amen.
Because there are people that are smarter than you in this world, and they know these things. And you look exceedingly stupid and selfish to people that know. You know, there are people that are wiser than you. Amen?
Amen.
So praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and this has been tape number 5, chapter 2, Song of Solomon's, and Lord willing, I'll be doing chapter 3 tomorrow. Till then, God bless you. Praise the Lord.